The vessel I remember, firstly, when I joined was HMS Dainty. She was one of the Daring class. She'd been launched in 1950 and fitted out there. For some reason, the Admiralty didn't seem to want her in service straight away, and they cocooned her. The reason being for this is they sealed the ship up completely, and they wanted to see how quickly they could de-cocoon and put it into commission. And that was done whilst I was there. We had several Argentinian, Egyptian old destroyers which we worked on and renovated. We had the Blackwood class, three of the Blackwood class. Then Trinity House came in with a good order for three ships, which was the Mermaid, the Siren and the Stella. I remember doing trials one night in the channel on the 24-hour consumption trial in an awful gale out there. I shall never forget that night, and we just pressed on, although it was dreadful weather. Later, Trinity House then put in an order for another vessel, which was called Winston Churchill. So they had four of the John Samuel White's vessels. Ironically, after I'd been at sea for 7 years, I came ashore and I worked for Trinity House, and I dry docked and looked after these vessels for their maintenance, etc. And I was working in Tower Hill in London then as a young inspector of shipping, as we were called, in the surveyor's office.